The Navajo Coders in World War II. The Secret Code That Was Never Broken. Page 13. Throughout history, people have used codes to pass on secret information. The information is encrypted and only understandable to people who have the key. Who hasn't seen or heard the phrase top secret? Codes have been used in classrooms, in spy movies, and in wars. Morse code was developed to pass along messages that only some would understand. You can learn Morse code, and you can even go to university to study codes and code breaking. That field of study is called cryptography. Morse code consists of a series of sounds and clicks that go on and off. It's made up of long and short dots and dashes with spaces in between. Each sequence of dots, dits, and dashes, dars, represent a letter in the alphabet. SOS, the International Distress Code, is an even sequence of three dots, three dashes, and three more dots. Usually, SOS is understood to mean "save our ship" or "save our souls." The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Sun Tzu. War codes. During World War II, there was a race to come up with a code that could not be deciphered by the enemy. But there was a problem. With new codes come new code breakers. It's like having a good virus protection program on your computer. It works well until someone learns how to break the code. Hackers learn how the virus protection works, and they find ways to get past the security walls and break into your computer files. During World War II, it became increasingly important to come up with a code that couldn't be broken using the usual methods. It was crucial. Information is power, and keeping secrets is extremely important in a war. Lives may depend on keeping the messages secret. Codes. In a recent research project, find out about the important codes used in World War II. What were they, who developed them, and how were they broken? An unlikely source. The deserts, canyons, and plateaus of Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico are home to the Navajo Nation. The Navajo language is spoken by very few, and during World War II, Navajo men were chosen to create a code to battle the Japanese and hide the intentions of the Allied forces. These men became famous and were known as the Navajo Code Talkers. Their bravery on the front lines and their ability to deceive the enemy made them heroes, and they received medals for their contributions and service to their country. During the course of the war, praise for their speed, accuracy, and skill grew. They could encode, transmit, and decode a three-line English message in 20 seconds. By the end of the war, some 400 code talkers had served. However, it would take decades for them to receive the honors they deserved because of secrecy. Originally, there were 29 men who enlisted and developed the code. Navajo code talkers served in 6 Marine divisions and relayed secret messages over the radio that turned the course of battle. Major Howard Connor, 5th Marine Division signal officer, said that, "Were it not for the Navajos, the Marines would never have taken Iwo Jima." He had 6 Navajo code talkers working around the clock during the first 2 days of the battle, and they sent and received 800 messages, all without error. There are many accounts about the heroism of the Navajo code talkers, and their code was never broken. Chester Nez, the last of the original Navajo code talkers, died on June 4, 2014. He was 93 years old. Iwo Jima. Use reliable sources to find out what you can about Iwo Jima. Be prepared to do a presentation on at least one item you discover that is about or connected to Iwo Jima. Connect and reflect. Write a short essay on World War II. Choose a narrow topic and make sure that you do research and use reliable sources. Diary. Have you ever needed to use a secret code or language to send messages to others? What kinds of methods could be used if you ever needed to do so? Many movies have included the use of codes and code breaking. Discuss one of those films and give a short summary of the plot. The Allied forces during World War II. Those participating countries who were trying to stop the Germans, the Japanese, and the Italians during the war. Language Bank. To decipher, a plateau.